This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, they've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, "I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm Rob Helton, Chief of Police, and I'm heartbroken.
That's the police chief at a news conference where it was announced that the body of a little boy had been found in a creek in Gastonia, and it's believed to be that of a boy they've been searching for nearly a week. Here's an FBI agent, Jason Kaplan.
We believe that we have found Maddox, and I think it's reasonable to say that it's him, but some time will pass before we'll be able to say that definitively.
6-year-old Maddox Rich was autistic and nonverbal. He apparently got lost after running ahead of his dad while playing in a park last Saturday. The search continuing today for a skydiver in Maine who disappeared during a jump. Reports are the skydiving instructor was last seen yesterday afternoon during a tandem jump with a student, but the student landed safely. The instructor, nowhere to be found. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Florence, and the Carolinas are still dealing with significant flooding. Residents in two South Carolina counties are being warned to limit their travel because of it. Rivers in the area have crested, but there's still no telling how much damage has been done because the waters have yet to recede. People can now pack their marijuana when traveling out of the L.A. International Airport. It's updated its policy, which allows passengers ages 21 and older to possess up to 28.5 grams of marijuana and 8 grams of concentrated marijuana. Officials are warning that pot possession is still a federal crime, though, and travelers should check with their destination's laws before they bring any weed to LAX. And the late musician Prince now has an honorary degree from the University of Minnesota. The posthumous degree is to recognize the legendary star's influence on music and his role in shaping his hometown of Minneapolis. His sister receiving the Doctorate of Humane Letters on his behalf from the school's president yesterday. The school had planned to present him with the degree before he died in 2016. and Saturday Night Live returning for its 44th season this weekend, and Alec Baldwin's confirmed that he is, in fact, going to be returning as President Trump. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Hey, with us and back again, I've been looking forward to our ongoing conversation with John Stone Street, a gifted communicator on areas of faith and culture, theology, worldview, education, and apologetics. He's a sought-after speaker at conferences, colleges, churches, schools, you name it. He is also the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much. It's good to hear your voice, brother.
Well, let me tell you here, this is going to be an interesting topic, because what you lay out before us is something that is happening at churches across America. Here's the scenario, ladies and gentlemen. A same-sex couple or someone openly living in a same-sex relationship starts to attend your church. Maybe they've got a child from another relationship, or a child conceived through IVF. Because your church practices infant baptism, they ask to have their child baptized. So what do you do? Well, what do you do, John?
Well, this is one of the real, I think, struggles that churches are in. First of all, this is brand new territory. These are brand new scenarios, specifically for the church to be wrestling with. If you look at the history of the church, Bill, the church clarifies its doctrinal positions and issues things like, you know, creeds and statements, usually in response to heresy. So, you know, it's when Arius decided that Jesus wasn't fully God that we get the Nicene Creed. It's when, Marcion decides that some books shouldn't be in the Bible, that we have the church coming together and saying, no, this is what counts as the canon of Scripture. Well, if you notice, there's nothing in there about sexuality and what it means to be human and male and female. That's not in the history of the church, pretty much because it's never been challenged until today. Mm-hmm. We now have, of course, a culture that is denying reality when it comes to the inherent connection of sex and babies, when it comes to the differences between men and women, both sexually, but just also in kind of the larger, question of gender. Mm-hmm. And so that's creating some ethical problems. Now, we want to be a church that's welcoming. We want our churches to welcome all people and, you know, to be have moral conviction about issues of sex and marriage. Doesn't mean we turn away all sinners, right? Because, well, hey, Bill, if our churches turned away all sinners, we wouldn't be there.
Exactly. We'd be having donuts on Sundays somewhere else.
Yeah, that's right. No. We might as well stay home. No. But that's different than the church, you know, the church being a body of believers defined because of the sacraments. However you understand, I know there's differences in whether, you know, you should baptize babies or baptize only those who are professing believers. You know, this changes, you know, theologically from church to church or denomination to denomination. But these are defining aspects of who we are. And my suggestion, and by the way, the article that you're referring to, that was one of our Breakpoint commentaries, was in response to a very real scenario. Mm-hmm. A theologically conservative, committed church in the Reformed tradition. They practiced infant baptism, which, of course, is baptism extended to children on behalf of the faith and obedience of their parents, and that's kind of their theological conviction. Mm-hmm. And here a same-sex couple started coming to the church. Well, coming to the church is one thing, participating in the sacraments is another. Kind of like if someone living an acknowledged sinful lifestyle, you know, addicted to pornography, living in open adultery, living in homosexual sin, wants to come to the table and partake of the Lord's Supper. What do you do? Exactly. Now, the big point of the commentary was, we've got to have this conversation. We got to know right now, because these aren't hypotheticals anymore.
No,
they're happening
exactly.
In churches all over the place.
Well, John, you say it's relatively new. I mean, we've been discussing this on the radio show here for 5+ years, and we have welcomed people who have come in and to discuss this, because I said the church needs to be at the forefront of this, because what happens in this particular case, as you mentioned, the pastor makes a decision, but he's got the body of the church, of that local church, to deal with, because I'm sure some of them, even though the pastor made a decision, were not ready to walk lockstep with his decision.
Well, that's right. And there's also the question of why we're making the decision. See, I think there's a theological mistake that's made across churches in America today, and by and large, evangelical churches, which is that the primary concern of the church is to be inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I even heard this about, you know, that the primary message of the gospel is, some people will say, quote, radical inclusivity. But that's actually not the message of the gospel, and that's not the primary task of the church.
I don't read
the primary
that.
Task is,
don't read that. I mean, if anything, I read that God is sovereign, and he sanctifies, and it is the Holy Spirit that brings you into relationship, and that, look at, God knows the hearts of man, and if they are blatantly disobedient to what he's called us to, that is between them and God. I'm sure the church, meanwhile, is supposed to interpret what God has called us to do with love and grace, as you said, has extended to each of us. But how is that manifest?
Yeah, this is the question, is that this scenario that we're talking about is revealing a deeper theological anemia, a deeper theological, problem that the church hasn't established itself by and large into who they are as the body of Christ. What is the mission of God in the world? Which is to go out and help people realize that they're sinners. If the first thing we tell them is, God loves you just the way that you are and he just wants to include you, well, yeah, God loves you just the way that you are, but he wants to forgive you. He wants to actually change you from the inside out. To say that someone is, I often say this when I speak, the cruelest thing you can say to someone who's not okay is that they are.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
if you walk by someone whose house is on fire and you say, hey, you're fine, because I don't want to offend anyone, then that stops being loving and that starts being cruel, even if you're doing it out of a good intention not to be mean. Mm-hmm. But truth is truth, and this is a real problem I think that the church is facing right now, is not having those theological chops to deal with these new scenarios.
Well, you're exactly right. And John, I mean, this may be a clarion call for the church to get together, as they've done historically, to say, look, we've got a problem here in River City. How are we going to address this? We just cannot do this by the seat of our pants, because meanwhile the culture is advancing at light speed, and now we find ourselves reacting when people who come to the church are looking for leadership. And after all, I mean, look at, next to God, here it is. I mean, the church which was established by Jesus himself, and he said very clearly the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Well, in order for the gates of hell not to prevail against the church, then it needs to be in its rightful leadership and authority position, does it not?
Well, it does, and it needs to be clear on truth and love. And one of the great lies of our culture, and this is how you know that the church is being influenced by the culture, is that, and we all feel this pressure to choose between truth and love, that if I'm going to be truthful, well, that's not loving. And the only way to be loving is to compromise on the truth. And listen, truth and love are both sourced in Scripture in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if there's a conflict between truth and love, it's in our perception. It's not in reality, as hard as it is. And there's going to be a level of courage. But, interesting, Bill, that our brothers and sisters throughout history in other contexts have experienced, that our brothers and sisters and some of the ancient Christian communities on the planet today are facing, where they're having to have the courage to go against the cultural tide. And if we have a church, and I think by and large we do often in the American context, that will speak up on moral issues in every area in which the culture already agrees with them, but won't touch the others, then we're going to be more shaped by the culture than we're going to be shaping the culture.
Without a doubt. We're speaking with the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host John Stone Street. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
As promised, back with you, fresh and independent. Maybe a little bit ornery from here. you know, from time to time, as my mother would say. But hey, you know, we got to keep the blood circulating. That's what it's all about. I'm Bill Martinez. John Stone Street continues with us. He's the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host. John, interesting you would bring this up in terms of, you know, what the culture is doing. I mean, God instituted the church so that we would be a catalyst of change and conversion and be drawn to Him. This is our command. And, you know, when we embrace the culture and become more like the culture, then we're out of order. We're out of our lane that God has instituted for us.
Yeah, and we're not being contrarian for the sake of being contrarian.
Mm-hmm.
We're being contrarian for the sake of the truth. And that's
exactly
the clarity we have to have, that what we believe as Christians is that the truth has been given to us ultimately in Scripture and through the person of Jesus Christ. And what we mean by that is not that it's true for us, or it's, you know, true for those who believe it, or it's true for me and not for you,
mm-hmm.
but that what we mean is that the Christian vision of reality, including, in this case, what we're talking about, the Christian understanding of human sexuality, the sacredness of marriage, and so on, that these things are actually built into the fabric of reality from the God who created it, whom Jesus Christ has reconciled us to. So it's all
exactly
fits together.
Mm-hmm.
That God's purposes and how He created the world, and Jesus' purposes and how He convicts us of sin and forgives us and makes us right with the Father, and the Holy Spirit's purposes, who has this ongoing role to point us to truth, all of that is in the same lane. They're not opposed to one another. God didn't have
exactly
a purpose in creation over here, and Jesus had a different one over here. That it's all part of what's called, as one theologian called it, a unity of Trinitarian purpose. And I really think, I know I'm kind of using these big polysyllabic words for this conversation, but when we, you know, compromise on fundamental issues of created order from God the Father in the name of pointing people to Jesus, we're putting the Trinity at odds.
Yeah.
And the Trinity isn't at odds.
And it will not handle being misrepresented. We know in the past from biblical history what happens when God is misrepresented. He's not very happy. And so you
he
know,
gets his way. You know,
yeah,
that's the thing about God. It's,
always.
It's to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as He told us back, you know, with Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? When you look at the culture today in the chaos that it finds itself, we're reaping what we have sown, and we want to see things according to our own eyes and to interpret God when God says, I am beyond interpretation.
You know, this is a something that one of my friends once called, you know, he said this. He said, many Christians are secularists with a twist. Now, the thing about secularism is that it doesn't say that God necessarily exists or doesn't exist, although it pretty much assumes He doesn't. It's that it assumes that all religious belief is personal and private. So it doesn't really deal with public truth. It doesn't really deal with reality itself. It only deals with your personal emotions and feelings. And when you have a church that, by and large, believes that Christianity is a personal experience of the heart, that it's kind of what we feel inside, it's a way that we find our own personal meaning and purpose, not that any of that isn't true, or that isn't real,
mm-hmm.
but that we don't see our faith as being that which deals with reality, that it actually reflects the way the world is, then we lack the confidence to go against the cultural grain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the Colson Center, for example, exists. I mean, this was deeply on Chuck Colson's heart, that the church really have a clarity on what is true and good, and a confidence that truthfulness, that goodness, is actually the way the world works. And when we have that level of clarity and confidence, then that will lead to the sort of courage we need. And so that's why we're tackling these tough topics.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, we get some hate mail for tackling some of these topics, as I'm sure you do too.
Well, I understand. Yeah,
and
Facebook, you know, cancels me from time to time just for fun. but that's okay, because it encourages me, because it lets me know that I'm on course. John, you know, regarding these tough propositions and these ideas that are, you know, that are before us, it is a time for courage. I mean, and sometimes I think maybe the testimonies of Christians have been muted. Somehow, maybe we just, you know, think that it was so long ago that we were blind that we forgot how blind we were. We just know that we see today, and so, you know, it's not that big a deal as it was at that moment in time when we radically change from being blind and being able to see. Is that what's going on?
I think that's part of it. I mean, I think that there is one of the brilliant things about Christian truth is that it points us to the past and it points us to the future as a way to ground us in truth and hope. So it points us to the past and said, so, you know, such were some of you, Paul wrote, you know, writes that, you know, you're really messed up. And, right. And now look at the hope that you have. Look at the clarity that you have. Look at what Christ has done for you. And it points us to that. And then it also points us to the future and gives us the certainty that no matter what else happens in the history of the world, because Christ is risen from the dead, all things will be made new and reconciled and so on. And you have this wonderful language in the scripture. But at that point, the only way to have that sort of hope that's grounded in what God's done in the past and what Christ has secured in the future is to actually ground your faith not in a personal experience, but in the scripture.
Exactly.
And even just recently, we had a megachurch pastor in America, you know, disconnect, you know, try to disconnect the Christian faith really from much of the Old Testament. Well, that's telling us who God is. That's telling us, you know, the story of the world in which God gave us Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to ground our faith in something more than just our personal feelings or our own existential search for meaning. That's what we mean when we say, you know, it's true. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He really lived. He really defeated death. He really rose again. His kingdom will have no end. Like, this is the real story of the world, and it stands in contrast to the secular story of the world, or the Buddhist story of the world, or the Oprah story of the world, you know, and it's really what's true.
Yeah. Tell me which of your gods rose from the dead.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And created the world and then became one of it. I mean, it's a brilliant story.
No, it's absolutely, and a love story, as we've heard more and more, but if you're not there to receive it, if you're disconnected from God, you're not going to appreciate, much less know the truth, or know his love.
Yeah, that's right. And it's also grounded in reality. And I think when it comes to all the issues, Bill, that we're struggling with on the issues of sexuality, it's a denial of some biological reality. So, for example, you know, the modern sexual orthodoxy denies the inherent connection between sex and procreation, and therefore between sex, procreation, and marriage. The transgender movement denies biological reality and makes it subservient to some sort of inner esoteric knowledge that, well, I know I look this way on the outside and I have this chromosome and I have this, you know, reproductive organs, but what I really feel like, and so suddenly your feeling is prioritized over reality. And this is what's brilliant about the Christian story is it begins with creation and God forming man out of the dust of the ground and really, in one sense, sacramentalizing the physical. You know, it's not just that we're, what makes us special is that we have a spirit. It's that we have a body endowed with a spirit that is made in God's image. And you put that all together and you have grounding. That's not just kind of random moral teaching, you know, hey, don't have sex with other, you know, with the same gender or you know, boys are boys and girls are girls. It's not these random teachings in the Bible that it's sometimes portrayed to be. It's grounded in reality itself, and because we know the God who created reality. And it's not some kind of esoteric leap of faith. It's really that which best explains the world as we know it.
And as you describe it, you know, going back to Genesis, as our Jewish brothers would say, it's life. God is life.
Right.
Everything that that moves and breathes is about living and life with God, and everything that promotes the goodness of life and the goodness of God that reflects his character is embodied in all that, is it not?
It is, and you want to have a really fun biblical journey. Read Genesis and then read the Gospel of John.
Yes.
Because you do, you know, see Genesis, God being the author of life, the diversity of life, the teeming of life, the fullness, the fruitfulness, the diversity. And then, you know, in the middle of John, you know, introduces Jesus as light and life. And he wants you to know that the light and life that was part of creation is now embodied in Jesus Christ.
That is just
right.
That is so overwhelming. That's John Stone Street has been with us, and John, look forward to the ongoing conversations. Enjoy our time together. He is the Breakpoint co-host and president of the Colson Center. John, thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, anytime, Bill. Thank you.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has begun a meeting during which it's expected to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Slated to take the vote within the next hour on whether to send his nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. The vote follows a day-long Senate hearing during which Kavanaugh defended himself against sexual assault allegations. Many Democrats still calling for an FBI investigation before any votes are taken. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp calls that a partisan move.
The people who are calling for the FBI investigation, they've already made up their mind. They've decided that they're voting no on Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake had been a question mark as to whether he would be voting to confirm Kavanaugh, but on his way into this meeting, he did tell reporters, quote, "I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh this morning." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery, but that's just for fun, okay? Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. And, you know, real quick, we're going to be talking about weather and cold and flus. And there's some interesting, you know, I guess advancements within weather that we've taken for granted. You know, we used to think that, you know, it's so hit and miss. But, you know, I'm told here the accuracy of weather today is, you know, the 7-day forecast is accurate as the 3-day forecast used to be years ago. But as we head into the autumn season, you know, kids back in school, and colder weather means cold and flu season is just around the corner now, thanks to the weather company, TWC, and IBM Business. Users of the Weather Channel app, the world's most downloaded weather app, will have personalized, real-time, hyper-local data at their fingertips to help them prepare. I mean, this is incredible, and wait till you hear about all the great information that is available. Paul Walsh, Director of Weather Strategy, IBM Global Business Services at the Weather Company, is with us. Paul, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, this is really exciting stuff. I mean, you know, I haven't talked about weather in a long time. And as I was reading this this stat that today's 7-day forecast is as accurate as a 3-day forecast was 40 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. And the 5-day hurricane forecast is now as accurate as the 2-day hurricane forecast was about the same time in history. So the advancements are amazing, and our ability to get very accurate forecasts at a very precise location, meaning like exactly where you're standing, mm-hmm. have come along to the point where the weather information now and the weather forecasts you get are incredibly important. And increasingly, because of the fact that, you know, many of us now carry smartphones in our pockets, mm-hmm. more and more people are checking the weather more and more often, and therefore it's becoming a bigger influence, actually, on businesses.
Yeah. Well, I'm based out of Florida, and of course, we deal with hurricanes, and yeah. we're appreciative of, you know, the advancement in technology to be able to have a better idea as to what's going on with hurricanes. And it was kind of ironic because for 22 years we've been going to Hawaii, never had to deal with a hurricane. This year we did. Unfortunately, by the time it got to us in Kauai, it was a bit of a depression. So we leave there only to come east and then, you know, be on guard for more hurricanes yeah. out in the Atlantic. You know, so such is the nature.
Yep, exactly. And really, the one of the things that I always sort of share with customers and folks like you is the fact that because so many of us are connected into the weather now, mm-hmm. because the accuracy is getting so good, even though, frankly, people still complain about the forecast being wrong, but, you know, that's just part of this tools of the trade, I guess.
Right.
But the reality is the forecast is right, you know, 90% of the time, and so we mm-hmm. take it for granted. And therefore, that forecast then has a bigger influence on our lives than it ever has before. Mm-hmm. And so being able to understand, you know, how that weather forecast is going to influence you and I, that becomes very interesting and valuable for businesses, so they can be better prepared to be able to help us with whatever we're going to be needing, whether it's because there's a forecast of a hurricane or a snowstorm or just, you know, an outbreak of fall, which is what we're starting to see here in the Midwest and in the Northeast of the U.S.
Exactly. Well, tell us about this Weather Channel app and what new features should consumers know about.
The really cool thing about it is that, of course, I'm from the weather company. We were acquired by IBM about 2.5 years ago, and this is really the first launch, or relaunch, I should say, of the weather.com app since being acquired by IBM. So this has all of the sort of the technologies that comes with IBM. So it leverages artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's built in a way to be able to actually provide you with what you need to know without you even having to check the weather. So mm-hmm. one of the catchphrases was, this is the weather app that checks you, so you don't have to check the weather. It'll tell you mm-hmm. what you need to know and when you need to know it, and it will learn specifically on what is important to you based on the kind of things that you look at and the kind of things that you access, and it will leverage that data to sort of create this sort of proactive sort of tool for you to use. And all of the data is kept locally on your phone, so it's all sort of your own personal information, but I think it's an example of how both individuals and businesses are rethinking mm-hmm. how they leverage this amazing set of data that we all have.
So are you telling me we got Watson in the weather app?
We do.
Wow.
We do. And so your weather app, if you download, go to the weather.com and download the new mm-hmm. app, mm-hmm. You are going to have artificial intelligence basically in your pocket. And it will continually get smarter as you use it, and it will be, you know, sort of a tool for you. I mean, I use it, you know, I mean, of course, I'm a weather guy, of course,
yeah, right.
but I mean, I use this new app religiously. In fact, I used it, I was traveling to Jamaica during the hurricane last week, and I used that very specifically to help me sort of, you know, navigate
around it. Exactly. Well, I wonder if my old app, has it automatically updated? I probably have to reload it then.
Because you should, and all of your viewers should as well, because it's a really cool app. And the other thing that's good about it is you'll see it's relatively understated. So it just tells you what you need to know. There's not a lot of stuff on it. Mm-hmm. It tells you what you need to know, but it's got all of the cool information behind the scenes, and so you can dive as deep as you want into the hurricane forecast, et cetera, and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it is that I can look at it, and in 1 second I know what I need to know, and then it will alert me to tell me, hey, you need to make sure that you have enough allergy medicine, because in 2 days there's going to be a big hay fever or a big ragweed outbreak in your area. Right. Yeah. And those kind of things are sort of, you know, built into it. And that's how it evolves and becomes just a really important technology tool to have.
Wow. And it takes all the data of how you've been utilizing it and kind of customizes it on the fly for you. This is brilliant. You mentioned maladies here, and it also prepares us for cold and flu season, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely does. And so using that information, and we bring in a lot of different types of information, Bill. So, I mean, the numbers are staggering. So we bring in 150 sources of data. It's 400 terabytes of data that we pull in and analyze every day. That's equal to 200 academic research libraries, believe it or not.
Wow.
So it's amazing the world that we live in now, though, to be able to sort of bring in that data, crunch it, and then create something that's going to be specific to you or to one of your viewers.
This is brilliant. All on our mobile devices that we're carrying along with us. I mean, this is unbelievable, Paul. I mean, for you, this is, I mean, here you are. You've been immersed in this. And, I mean, I'm excited just talking to you about it, but yeah, I'm thinking, man, I'm almost envious because you've been living in this for a period of time here. So this is really exciting.
Yes, it is. Yeah, whether I've been doing this kind of work for more than 20 years, I guess I should admit, and it is really cool. You know, weather is my bread and butter, but more specifically, it's integrating the weather to create these sort of decision tools. And most of the work I do, Bill, is with large businesses and also government agencies, and increasingly they're using the same sort of techniques to leverage the weather information so they can better serve their customers. And so it's a complete rethinking. In fact, when I go out and I speak at conferences, that's the title of my presentation, is always Rethinking Weather. And the reason that we can rethink weather now is because of the fact that we've got these technologies today that enable us to pull in massive amounts of data to be able to process it in a blink of an eye, really, and then use artificial intelligence to continually update and optimize, you know, how that works for both large businesses and also individuals.
Well, Paul Walsh is a director of weather strategy and business meteorologist for IBM's Global Business Services. Helps large retail, as he says, and consumer packaged goods companies use weather and climate big data to create and execute weather strategies that lead to more effective and profitable business outcomes. It's not that you're controlling it, but you're more aware. And, I mean, this is absolutely incredible, and all this is changing at the speed of light, so to speak, is it not, Paul?
It absolutely is, and it's one of those advances that's really helping us better navigate, you know, weather conditions that are becoming, you know, increasingly impactful. There's just more of us living in areas and that are exposed to these kind of events, like what's going on right now in North Carolina as an extreme example.
Exactly.
And so these are the kind of technologies that enable us to become more resilient via technology.
Well, Paul Walsh, we can't thank you enough. I mean, this has been very informative. I appreciate all the info. Now, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, you can download the app anywhere that you download apps, so on the app stores around the on the internet. Mm-hmm. Specifically, to get information about what we're doing from a business perspective, it's business.weather.com. So it's weather.com with business in front of it, business.weather.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, we got to say goodbye. I got to go download I got to update my app now. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day, Paul Walsh. Appreciate
you
it.
Too.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money. Big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I just got a text, from one of our listeners. Are you really giving away that Mr. Rogers DVD? Yes, we are. We're givers. You know that. We always pay it forward. Yes, I've got the new DVD about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood titled Won't You Be My Neighbor? A little kindness makes a world of difference. Boy, did we ever need this, huh? You'll go back, for over 30 years. Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you could own the DVD yourself, our gift to you, because we're givers, as I say. All you got to do, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want your very own copy. We'll put you in a hopper, pull your name out, make sure you include your address, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and you could be winner, chicken dinner. Hey, Mark Meckler is with us, Tea Party co-founder, grassroots leader. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you this morning.
Hey. Always good to be with you. In light of what has been going on with Kavanaugh and everything, I gotta believe conservatives are whipped up. I know the mainstream media and contravailing views would like us to believe that a blue wave is still about to come in light of what happened, especially yesterday in the Kavanaugh Dr. Ford hearings. It was quite dramatic, to say the least.
It was very dramatic, and frankly, it doesn't portend well for the Republic, in my opinion. If this is what Supreme Court hearings have turned into, which are just personal character assassinations, we're in big trouble. And by the way, what you hear from the left now is they're talking, if he does get confirmed and they win the House of Representatives, they intend to investigate and impeach Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. So, look, this is the way the left works. We've seen it in full display now. There are no standards on the left. There's no standards for evidence. There's no due process. So what I think this is going to do, Bill, and I think this is important, is I absolutely think this is going to drive turnout on the right. I don't see how it can't. If you look at what's going on social media, if you look at the bloggers, everybody's furious and everybody's going to come out to protect their territory. And I think that's true on both sides.
Exactly. Well, Mark, you know, you and I talked about this last time. I think it's quite the risk to go against the momentum of Donald Trump. You see him at these rallies that he's been conducting. Thousands upon thousands of people are showing up. They are amped up. They're excited. They are letting the world, they're letting the country know, Democrats including especially, that their vote counts. 63 million plus people voted for Donald Trump, and they weren't messing around. They voted him in to change things. Meanwhile, you got Barack Obama. You know, of course, there's one thing to be in Illinois. You know, that's his headquarters, so it's fine. He's going to have a following there. But he goes to California, and you think the liberal you know, that the state of California is, I think 750 people showed up at the Anaheim Stadium that holds, what, some 50,000 people. So a lot of empty seats there for Barack Obama's speech on the West Coast. So you look at the comparison of the crowds that show up for Donald Trump versus liberals, not very impressive by comparison.
No, and when you look at the polling, I think it's interesting. So if you look at back at the beginning of the year, the Democrats had a 30-point polling lead in the generic polling for Congress, 30 points ahead of Republicans. Today, that ranges anywhere between 4 and 7%. And, Bill, I think it's important to remember there are a lot of folks out there who will not admit that they that they support Republicans or they support Trump, because today, with the madness on the left, there are social consequences for that. There are career consequences for that. So I just think it's impossible to accurately poll. I think there are at least 5 to 7 points of the hidden vote that can't be polled in any poll.
Well, they see what's happening. Mad Maxine Waters tells her constituents, chase them down, you know, tell them they're not wanted. And here they are attacking even Ted Cruz this week. He and his wife at a restaurant, you know, forcing them out. As soon as things calmed down, they were able to come back and finish their dinner, thank God. But, you know, this is out of control, what they're doing. And basically, they have weaponized their you know, their activities to let people know, look, at we're going to alter your behavior. If you want to be a conservative, you're going to pay the price. Look what they've done to Brett Kavanaugh and his family. I mean, absolutely disgusting what they have said about his family and the threats upon his family. And what is the guy guilty of? Because he wants to serve as a Supreme Court justice, very qualified to do so. And his life has been a life of service. To me, you know, I was inspired. I was saying to Aaron Smalley earlier today from Focus on the Family, I was inspired by Judge Kavanaugh to hear him talk about his commitment to service and what he did in coaching girls basketball and, you know, what his family represents. I mean, you know, I think it's quite an example, and it's inspiring to all of us to why not, you know, why not? And also the other thing is I think a lot of people are going to be inspired to start keeping calendars like his dad did. What do you think?
Well, look, I think this is about as good a public service servant as you're ever going to see. And this is the politics of personal destruction practiced by the left. We've been seeing it for a long time. We saw it in the Bork hearings. We saw it in the Clarence Thomas hearings.
Exactly.
We saw it in the presidential election with Mitt Romney, probably the most decent man ever to run for president, who was vilified as a racist and a hater and a misogynist and this vicious, cruel person. This is the way the left works. And I think that the American people, by and large, are starting to reject this. You know, you mentioned Ted Cruz going out to dinner. He did get to go back and finish the meal with his wife after the protesters left. But that restaurant is now receiving radical death threats from the left. They have to impose security measures. The left has become violent and radical in this country, and that's not where most people are. That's not where most Democrats are.
This isn't democracy. We're losing our country, Mark, and this is where, you know, there is a time when good people must take a stand, and if we don't push back, then, you know, this is a runaway train here, and we have got to say this is enough. You know, I mean, interestingly, you know, it was Hillary Clinton that warned about all this and said this is what Trump was going to give you. Well, it was interesting. You know, it is what Democrats have been giving us, the very thing that she said that Donald Trump would usher in.
Well, Bill, you know, you can always tell what the left is up to because it's whatever they accuse the right of being.
Exactly. Yeah, they self-indict. They really do. Yeah.
It's 100% of the time if they say we're violent. Remember how they said the Tea Party was violent?
Yes.
Never one incident of documented violence, but the left responds with violence. And so we see it in Antifa. We see it in Black Lives Matter. We see it now in these protests and these threats. And we see it in the doxing of senators, their addresses and phone numbers being put online. The left is violent. And if you look at the history of political violence in the world in the modern era, virtually all of it comes from the left. Great book by Jonah Goldberg called Liberal Fascism. Mm-hmm. Fascism always, 100% of the time, rises from the left, not the right.
Well, Mark, the scary thing, and we've been saying this all week, is that here it is, you know, with Judge Kavanaugh. What is it going to be for the next pick?
Well, we know it's going to be exactly what you saw here. They're going to go after him no matter what. You know, I think the next pick is probably, it'd be my first pick, Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
And well, who knows what they're going to do to go after her. Frankly, she is a much more conservative jurist than Judge Kavanaugh. They got the best, most moderate jurist you could possibly expect out of President Trump. So I think it's going to be worse next time around.
Well, 63 million plus people, as I said, voted for Donald Trump, voted for his agenda. His Supreme Court binder, if I can say, using Mitt Romney's terms, he had 25 candidates that he consulted with or consulted for and said, here's who I'm going to look at. Here's the list, the short list. And true to his word, he's been pulling from that list. I mean, it would be the same thing if it was Hillary Clinton. She'd have a list. And so this is what happens. The American people have spoken. The Democrats, which crack me up, say that every vote is so important, but they think nothing of invalidating 63 million votes for President Trump and of doing everything they can to obstruct and derail this administration's agenda. And what is he guilty of? 4.2% GDP, lowest unemployment that we've ever had, stronger standing on the international stage. We're looking at a situation where not that long ago we had rockets of red glare coming out of North Korea. We have peace talks actually underway. We have a leveling playing field in the international trade community, which would ultimately be win-win for everybody, but particularly our businesses here in America. That's what he's guilty of, and for that he deserves to be fired?
No, what he's guilty of is undermining all of the work that Barack Obama did to destroy the republic.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what the left hates. He's reversing virtually everything Barack Obama did. That's why we're seeing the country bloom freshly again, and they hate him for it. And so this is a major setback to liberal ideology, to the rise of fascism in America. And they think elections count and elections matter, except for when they lose the election.
Yes, exactly.
They don't go by any means to try and reverse the results of that election. Remember, Hillary Clinton was outraged because Trump wouldn't say that he would respect the results of the election. And what have they done since the moment he was elected? Not respected the results of the election.
Well, that was interesting that on his inauguration speech, which those on the left and mainstream media commentators said was very dark. And if you remember what he opened up with, Mark, which was music to my ears, he says, unlike President Obama, who said that this was the time for transformation, you know, we were going to rebuild America.
Transform.
Yeah, fundamentally transform America. President Trump, conversely, said, the government is going back into the hands of we the people. And that scared the holy what have you out of them.
I think that was the most important line from the inauguration. He said it's going to return the power to the American people, and that's what he's working to do.
Well, there it is. Mark Meckler, president for the Tea Party, Citizens for Self-Government, grassroots leader and co-founder of the Tea Party movement. Mark, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.